From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet. He was the testamentary trustee and the ninth successor to the Holy Prophet Muhammad. He was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha alayhi salam. Scholars, jurisprudents, narrators of traditions, and learners of wisdom and sciences came to Imam al-Jawad to drink from the pure fountain of his sciences and cultures. Jurisprudents have reported much from Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam concerning the various verdicts of the Islamic Sharia, worships, mu'amalat, the different business dealings, and other branches of jurisprudence, and all have been recorded in the encyclopedias of jurisprudence and hadith.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we are, dear friends, talking about Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. We are talking about the dialogues of His Eminence, and we are speaking about the conversations of this divinely appointed Imam, who happens to be the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the 12 divinely appointed Imams and successors of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, there's a specific conversation that we find Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam has with one of his companions, and it's very important because in the present day it is very applicable and it's very practical. And it is something that in the present day, in a world where we are bombarded via media and especially social media, it is a very, very important thing to consider. And no matter how much we speak upon this subject, there is still more that we can talk about and learn from in this conversation of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. So one of the companions of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam asked him about listening to a speaker, the repercussions of listening to a speaker, and who one should listen to. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replied in the conversation that one who listens to a speaker has worshipped him. And if the speaker speaks on behalf of Allah, the listener has worshipped Allah. And if the speaker speaks on behalf of Shaitan and Iblis, then the listener has worshipped Iblis. Now, we have spoken about this, you know, on many occasions in previous programs, but we always took the side of the individual who speaks on behalf of the Almighty Allah and how that leads you towards the worship and the obedience and the servitude to the Almighty Allah. But here, at least in this program, and perhaps even in the next program, we want to talk a little bit about the individual who speaks on behalf of Iblis and how the listener, if they listen to a speaker who speaks on behalf of Iblis and Shaitan, then the listener has actually worshipped Shaitan. Now, this is very, very important to take note of. We live in an age and in an era, as we said, where we are bombarded by the media, by news, by media culture, by, I don't know, the music industry, by the film industry, whether it is, Hollywood or Bollywood or, Korean, TV serials or, you name it. As far as media is concerned, in its all-encompassing aspect, I think the world has never seen, such a widespread and such an extent of the reach and the influence of media, than the present day. And on the other hand, you have social media. Of course, social media is a huge, huge aspect. And perhaps we'll talk about the social media aspect in the next program, inshallah, if the Almighty Allah wills. But when it comes to media, right, we have to be very careful what we are watching and what we're listening to. The movie industry, the film industry, of course, one of the most profitable industries that the world has seen. And, please, brothers and sisters, don't think that this is just a simple cartoon or a simple animation or a simple movie or a simple TV serial or a simple drama or a horror movie or something like that, or action movie. There are very, very deep, subliminal, and strange messages that are put forth via the film industry. And many a times, the average watcher, or in our case, the average listener, is not going to be able to distinguish the very subtle yet profound and many, many times, if not all times, misguiding, information and messages that are being relayed via the movie and film industry, namely Hollywood and Bollywood and the film industry everywhere. So we have to be incredibly careful, and Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, His Eminence, this divinely appointed immaculate Imam, may Allah shower His blessings upon him. This conversation that he had, it's like a lifesaver in our present day. If we are listening to speakers who are speaking on behalf of Shaitan, and of course the film industry is definitely not speaking on behalf of God, it is most definitely speaking on behalf of Shaitan. And you can see this via the different values, or really corrupt values, that the film industry in the mass media is promoting, whether it's alcohol, drugs, guns, violence, sexuality, immorality. You name it, it is being pumped out by these, film and cinema industry. And if we're sitting and watching these things and listening to these things, and we're starting to realize, that these are promoting and speaking on behalf of Shaitan directly or indirectly, then we are, in essence, worshipping Shaitan, and we are allowing these movies to have some sort of influence upon us. We might say that they don't have an influence upon us, but they surely do. So be very careful to not listen to a speaker who is speaking on behalf of Iblis. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Jawad, alayhi salam.
And now we invite you to listen to Shaykh Winay Keita about Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
Imam al-Jawad salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi is an interesting case study for many, many different subjects. So the whole situation was very distressful, horrible situation. Imams obviously were subjected to the nastiest kind of bigotry, racism, and hatred, and ignorance. But yet Allah chose that 2-year-old, 25-month-old at the time, despite whatever color his skin may be, to be in the maqam of the Anbiya and the Mursaleen. Allah chooses where He wants to put His Risala and His message and His Imam. Not the people, whether they like it or not is a different issue altogether. humans have an ability to delude themselves very often. That there's a very fine line between belonging to a group and being deluded by the sense of being in a group. Very fine line. This is what the Imam is showing here. That these are Hashimites. These are Hashimites who've deluded themselves to think, as we see unfortunately in those drawings where there's white, almost blonde, blue-eyed imams. That's just not reality for many of them. It's not reality. But there is this kind of delusion. I don't know what's going on. It's this kind of, it's not even, it was well before colonialism. It has nothing to do with colonialism. Who knows where it comes from? Allah knows best. Who knows really where it comes from? Where this ignorance and, you know, revolt, you know, repulsive behavior comes from, and attitude. But it becomes a kind of group delusion. People convince themselves somehow that, you know, that this physical appearance is more attractive than this physical appearance, and this physical appearance is more worthy of respect than this physical appearance. It's a kind of ghurur.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.